Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Monday, January 30th, 2023. It is 25 degrees, which is almost minus 4 degrees Celsius. 63% humidity. Where am I? There is not a puddle to be found anywhere. As I commence my walk down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon. How cool is that? Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. I'm sitting there marinating. And as I'm making my way to the marination bench, there was a dude working the interface on one of the parking stands. There, they've got the whole pay to park, and you enter your license plate number and how long you want to be there, and you swipe your credit card or whatever, and you pay for your parking. Like, okay, a little early for that, but okay. Then the stand's about half a block from the marination bench. Sitting there marinating, dude is still there, like 5 minutes, still there. And then I notice there are no cars on the street for the entire time I was sitting there marinating, maybe 10 minutes. Dude was just sitting there poking at the thing. and going, wow, whatever you're on, enjoy. But then I thought, no, wait, maybe he's hacking the city's, you know, energy grid. He's using the terminal for the parking meters to access the city network to effect some nefarious scam or heist. Because that's the world I live in. Oh, Lord. I don't know if... It's the marination process is important, I think, to me for this particular endeavor, because it really is the first moment of my day. You know, alarm goes off, you start transitioning from that nighttime dream brain fuzz mode where things don't connect in any rational way, and they don't have to. Try and chase down whatever dreams I was dreaming before the alarm went off. And then there's the whole morning dance of, you know, get the coffee going, and get dressed, brush the teeth, yada yada, morning ablutions. And then there's the walk to the bench, and then I sit down, and it's just like, and I take a good 10 minutes maybe, and just try and let the caffeine spark a few synapses, but also just kind of take stock of where I am mentally and emotionally that morning. All the crows are roosting again. You know, and it's it's not even thinking about what I want to talk about on the walk per se. I mean, there is that. Because, you know, during the course of a day, I think, God, I got to remember to talk about this on the walk, man. This is important. But, mostly it's just, I don't know, settling into being awake, maybe, or, I don't know. It's almost like a meditation. It's almost like a calming of things or an awakening of things. I don't know. It's an interesting time. I wanted to get a shot down Burnside for you guys, which is going to be difficult because Burnside is a happening place. But I think I'm going to get it. Yep, there we go. Wee-haw! Is that it? Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. Nice. Yeah, Pals. Pals is right there. That's always a good thing to include in the shot. See if we can do this without unseating the microphone. God, I can hear the crow crap hitting the sidewalk. Those aren't words I ever thought I'd hear myself say. And yet, here we are. So, all right. Here we go. Powell's. Think. So, it's, I guess you'd call it meditation. Kinda. I mean, meditation to me has always been a clearing of things rather than a courting of thought. But I guess meditation can be just about anything you need it to be, just in terms of, I don't know, an authentic focus, maybe? Because when you calm everything down, when you let everything quiet down, you get a chance to, I don't know, experience your your thoughts, your brain, without distraction. There we go. That's the word. It's not necessarily focus, which is a much more active action, verb, but it's being without distraction. It's allowing whatever's going to be in there, without letting outside influences intrude, dictate, nudge. It's a chance to be in your own echo chamber for a while. It's kind of like sense depth for the brain. Thought depth. Thought deprivation. There we go. I like that. Kill me. Thought deprivation. But it is. I mean, my God. You if you just stop and listen to your own brain in the middle of the day, just if you can separate yourself just enough to be an impartial observer of your mental process. I don't know about you, but mine is this tangled jumble of like a dozen different things, ongoing things that I'm struggling with or chewing on or excited about or whatever, and the immediate things that are demanding your attention or your project you're working on or whatever. What are you gonna have for dinner? holy crap, why is the power bill so high? I got my power bill this week. It jumped like 600%. It went from like 30, 40 bucks to 150. It's like, what the hell? And, you know, yeah, it's been cold, but it's not been 600% cold. I'm going to call the power company this morning and see what that's all about. But the point is that during the course of the day, our brain cycles, our thought patterns, the way that we address the world and the tasks and the duties and responsibilities and actions of the day is this stage of our lives, it's kind of routine. It's kind of, this is how I do things. This is how my brain has been tuned over years, decades of existence of thinking this is how it works. And the ability to step away from that for just a little bit and, you know, let that very quiet, still observer that we all have, I think we all have, I don't know, maybe not. I feel like I have, I don't want to say a higher self, that's a bit spiritual, but, and not that I mind spiritual, but it's not that, it doesn't feel like that. It's like a pure me that's in my head, that's undistracted, that's swayed by the day's events. Morning. And I don't know, that I respect that part of my brain. That's a part of my brain that after 50 some odd years of life, I'm pretty proud of, that I look at and go, yeah, you've got this. You know, it's when all the other things are allowed to intrude and you've got this, I don't know, layered effect of passions and fears and desires and all of that stuff coupled with, you know, the daily needs of being a conscious human, all of that stuff, it's like rocking the boat. It's like being on a trampoline and having a bunch of other people bouncing around on it. It's hard to keep your feet. You can keep your feet, but it's hard. Oh man, somebody broke the glass on the Glow Boutique. They're gonna be pissed. I don't blame them. What the hell, people. And I'm gonna wrap up on a WTF. This weekend I'm walking around Jameson Square and there was this pile of like 7 or 8 pairs of sneakers sitting by a dumpster. Perfectly good sneakers by all I could tell. Laces, laced up. Not dirty, not, you know, stained. They looked, if not new, certainly fairly new, well treated. Just sitting there. 8 pairs of sneakers, various sizes. What? Why? How? I don't get it. But you were not put on this earth to get it, Mr. Robinson. But I am back at Jameson Square. So, we'll wrap this up. It's Monday, beginning of a new week, end of a month. We're wrapping up January real damn quick here. But it's the beginning of the week, end of the month. Nice little opportunity here to try a different track. Maybe just one, or just a little something different. Just to test the waters of a different vibe, a different choice, a different route to work, a different cereal for breakfast. I don't know. But we got to do these constant little course corrections. It's the name of Nathan Lowell's blog, and I like it a lot. You make adjustments. You make tweaks and nudges. Doesn't have to be dramatic and big, but those little course corrections can make a huge impact on your day, on your life. So, you know, let's do that. I hope you have a fabulous Monday. I hope you don't try and hack the city's energy grid through a parking interface, but, you know, you do you, boo. And however it goes down, we can always fall back on Mighty Zigzag's wisdom that despite everything, y'all can create, add to the world in some small way. I will say we can love fearlessly. It's a choice, it's an option, but man, oh man, makes things interesting. And I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.